Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Oh yeah, 1 a.m. Fellas, make sure you keep your cell phones down. No pictures in the club. Making her way to the stage, get your dollars ready. Here comes Peaches. That's what I used to do. I used to be a strip club DJ. Used to drop Genuine Pony for Peaches back in the day. You know, you always got to remind guys, no cell phones. Keep the cell phones down and get the dollars out. Get your dollars ready. Show some love. So 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's talk a little bit about the G-Men. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you got it. You're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man? Long time no speak.
I know. Don't flex on us. Let me guess. You've been down in Florida. You've been ducking the cold weather. Now, you know, you're a grown man. You're driving now. You're getting your money up.
Speaking of that, I did just get my license, actually.
I know. It's been 4 years. You've been calling my show that I've been on the Fan, you know? We started off with young Josh. You're a grown man. I'm proud of you, bro. I am proud of you.
Thank you, man, you know. And before I get to Josh, one more small thing. Is there any reason Mets fans should trust in David Stearns? I feel like every time he gets on the mic, you hear the same two things. It's one, oh, Pete's a great guy, you know. We really love him. He's given us a lot, and we'd love to have him back. And then he tells you about how, you know, how he still feels confident in a lot of the players in the team. And you always wonder why, as fans, you just seem to think you see more than the
GM. I'll say this, Josh, and I have some Mets things that I'll drop in here while we speak on the Mets. David Stearns got to prove it. The first year, you know, he inherited some Billy Epler work. He inherited, a team that he made a few tweaks and changes to, and they caught lightning. And I really give more credit to Candelita and OMG and Grimace and the other phenomenons that went on from the rally pimp to the playoff pumpkin to Pete Alonso. Like I can't put all that on David Stearns. The man from Milwaukee still gets credit for what Milwaukee did. This is not Milwaukee. You got to do it here. And so this year, more than ever, coming off of missing the postseason, and I've been stirring the pot. I'm like, you know the difference between Yankee fans and Met fans? The Yankee fans lost Aaron Judge in 2023, missed the postseason and were mad as hell and loud about it, forced Brian Cashman to go out there and give up everything to trade for Juan Soto. Are the Met fans going to demand Pete Alonso come back on top of go out there and challenge the Yankees for Cody Bellinger and get us some damn pitching, maybe make some trades, trade Kodai Senga? Like I expect the Met fan to be pissed off after all that was promised last year, and David Stearns is the one that you should direct your wrath and ire towards.
Thank you. And, you know, everyone was putting on a look how much money the Mets spent. You see, money doesn't really win you anything. I mean, even looking for the year last year, you wondered how the Mets roster was cost $350 million to build when it didn't look that great. because you had a lot of bad contracts and he sort of had extra money putting on. It wasn't a real $350 million team.
You paid Juan Soto $50 million. You paid Pete Alonso $30 million, Lindor, Nimmo. But then on the converse, you had guys like Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty, Luis Angel Acuna, Mark Vientos. And then sprinkled in, you had the like Jose Siri's and the Tyrone Taylors and the Cedric Mullins. And like it didn't cut it, man. And last but not least, you can never have enough pitching. He hung you out to dry. He did not trade for a starter at the deadline, relied on these kids to come up and save the day, thought he built a super pen, and it was super ass. Like, I don't know, bro. I watched all of it. They don't like hearing it from me, but something's got to change. Something's got to give this offseason.
Yeah, he better not go for that Siri Taylor thing in center field or those type of players in that spot. He's like a real player getting the position.
What's the point of having the richest owner in the sport? Like, you're supposed to combine the brains and the bank, and that's supposed to be powerful, right? That's supposed to be the thing. It's like, hey, you don't have to nickel and dime here anymore. You're not in a small market. You're in New York. Take everything you learn from that small market and level up. Your owner will spare no expense if you present him with a blueprint for building out the team. So it's now. It's now because they have to put together a Mets team that's a lock to make the postseason.
All these GMs, him and Shane, and also, at least the Devils, you know, our Devils, you know, they put the team right together. But, of course, you know, you have it all rolling for you. And they go, wow, team's going to be.
I just been leaving it alone. 1 week. This is a week that has gone down. We have 7 weeks till Jack comes back, and hopefully they can stay afloat. It sucks.
It is. And, Keith, you're going to see they're going to drop probably to that wild card spot. It's a shame that they're going to need time to get it back and stuff. And how it manages every single year.
We're rolling, bro. This season started off so fun. Like,
they went for the President's Trophy over there. Like, I
wasn't surprised.
That's what
we were thinking. We couldn't lose. We couldn't lose. And then we lose 1-0 to the Panthers tonight. I was at opening night when we beat the Panthers. I think we beat the Panthers 3-1 opening night. And it was like, it was good vibes, good energy, good feeling around Prudential Center and the Devils fans. And then this last week with Frank the Tank.
The Devil caught up to the Devil.
Yeah, and the Frank Fleming curse is real. Like, what was going on? What was going on?
Brutal. And then up to the Giants, you know, it's another confusing mark. You know, you have the people that they want wins now, but now that you have Jackson Darts, you do want to complain. I think this is a perfect week to, if he's healthy, you know, to put him back in a shootout, you know, getting a lot of practice to throw, let's say 40, 45 passes. And another thing people are trying to say is let the Giants, you know, they don't need a quarterback, so it's fine letting them slip back a few picks. I think you go for the opposite because since there are teams that do need a quarterback, I think you can't try straight out, but the best thing about getting a first pick is people, let's say like the Jets and other teams will try hard for that, and you pick up a bunch of picks along with that, you know, especially teams have multiple first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes out, it's losing against the Giants. Just, you know, just do it undercover and have Jackson Dart get practice in. That's all I'm asking for, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, that was a lot, but that brings us into the Giants. I want you to hear new offensive coordinator, week two for your Giants' new offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly, when asked about Jackson Dart post-concussion and their game plan, because there was a ton of conversation, and I didn't like this conversation. I pushed back against it. I know Big Mac pushed back against it. When people were trying to say that Brian Daboll was trying to save his job by running Jackson Dart, he wasn't calling the plays. And like that's a crazy accusation to say that he was putting the kid in harm's way so that he wouldn't get fired. So here's Tim Kelly on whether Jackson Dart's concussion is going to factor into their offensive game plan against the Lions on Sunday.
Assuming Jackson gets cleared, when you go to put together the game plan, how much do you have to take into account that he is coming off a concussion?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely take it into account. It's you know, no different than if someone was coming off a sprained ankle. You know what I mean? Got to make sure that you're not exposing people unnecessarily. And again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Putting our team, you know, in a position to win the game. And for all our guys, you know, for us, in order to win the game, we're going to need our best players on the field. So that comes into account. But I would say, you know, that comes into account when we're designing any type of play and making sure, again, that we're putting our guys in the best spots.
Okay, a couple things. I don't expect you to win the game. It's in Detroit, and that they play very well in that dome, Ford Field. They're 10-point favorites. But I do expect you to compete if Jackson Dart is out there, because he has competed with the best teams in the NFL. Right, he said, like, not putting him in harm's way unnecessarily. To me, it's only unnecessary like they did against the Eagles, where it's like, this game is out of hand, why are you still running the kid? But if you're in a game and you're close to the goal line, run him, because he's going to house it. He's got great vision as a runner. He's got great feel as a runner. It is a threat. It is a weapon that you cannot take out of his arsenal, out of his game, out of your offensive game plan. It's not a guarantee that Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary are going to have the same type of week on the ground like they did last week. You're going to have to get some rushing yards from somewhere. I'm still running him, and I'm also still running him to see if he's learned. I'm putting the onus on him, right? Let's see if he's learned to slide, to get down, to not take a hit, right? It's not putting him in harm's way. It's football. When you design a run, right, and they're good. I don't expect them to call as many design runs, right? But if it's there, you got to call it, you know? Like, tonight, the Bills needed a play on 4th and 27. They went into their bag of tricks. They called a flea flicker, like, and it worked. And it's like, that's great. And one thing on the Bills when we play this next clip. So here is, and like, you think people don't know that people watch the entire NFL. This is not a secret that Jackson Dart is coming back from being concussed. So here's Kelvin Shepard. The Lions defensive coordinator, who's, you know, might get some head coaching consideration, talking about preparing for post-concussion Jackson Dart.
I'm curious with the Giants. They've made it sort of known if Jackson Dart plays, you know, they want him to run less, just, you know, given what happened with the concussion and whatnot. Do you have to adjust at all to him? I mean, is that a danger?
Just watching as a natural football fan, I saw some of them at Ole Miss, and then I saw him in the league now with the sample size that I've gotten on him. And you could tell a player like that to run less, but within his competitive nature, if he's out there, he's going to run the football. So we're preparing for a healthy Jackson Dart if he's the guy. And if it's my man Jay Boogie, we're prepared to take him on. But they have a lot of depth in that quarterback room where they could go down to their third guy, and it's a Super Bowl champion. So there's not like anything's going to change as far as the plan. Obviously, the QB run game stuff, you have to be more prepared for it, because we do believe it'll uptick in the illusion of the QB run, so to say, if Jackson plays. But we'll be ready for any guy that they put out there Sunday.
Okay. So, I mean, he was very complimentary of the Giants and their quarterback room. They do have a good quarterback room, an accomplished quarterback room, even in the rookie who's only played so many games. They're going to be prepared. And he's not telling it all, but you can bet your ass in those meetings, they've gone through film of Jackson Dart, and they're going to be sending somebody at him. Now, I don't know who is going to play and who's not going to play, and we'll do more of this tomorrow night. Mike, stay there. I'm coming to you next, and I'll segue us back. I don't know who's going to play and who's not going to play, but here's some names to look out for. I don't think Kirby Joseph is going to play. He's been out with a knee. He did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know if Terrion Arnold is going to clear concussion protocol. Kirby Joseph is a safety. Terrion Arnold is the corner out of Alabama that they drafted last year. He's got a great podcast with Patrick Surtain, and I forget what it's called. I'll go look it up, but I've been catching their stuff online. Terrion Arnold is concussed. He's got a clear concussion protocol, and he's not a quarterback. He's tackling people. So I don't know if he's going to go. Brian Branch, I think, is going to go, though. And Brian Branch is the headhunter. He's the one you got to look out for, Jackson Dart. He's the one in the secondary that when you clear that first level, if you think you're going to just run and be plus two, like, he will hit you helmet to helmet, and he'll take the fine, the penalty, and whatever comes with it. He had a toe injury after last week's game against the Eagles. He didn't practice Wednesday, but he had a limited practice today. Other than that, I think, you know, they're gonna be ready to play, and they're going to be pissed off because of what happened to them last week against the Eagles, and they need a win. And I don't know about this secondary. The last thing that we'll play is Shane Bowen here, right? And I'll play this, and I'll tell you, you know, what I'm thinking about this secondary. Shane Bowen met the media, and he talked about, like, Andrew Phillips. And I don't know how much I unpacked this last week, but Andrew Phillips got benched during the game, and Nick Jones played. And Andrew Phillips is a guy that earlier in the season, like that Dallas game, I'm like, I like Andrew Phillips. I like his style. Like, he's a player. They identified a player. But I don't know what's going on with some of these guys on the Giants. I think at this point in the season, losing weighs on everybody, and people start making business decisions. Like, is Paulson Adebo going to play this week? Or is he making a business decision that, man, we're cooked. Well, I'm not all the way healthy. I'm not going to go. So here is Shane Bowen speaking about why Andrew Phillips got benched and why Nick Jones ended up playing last week. And that might continue, we assume, going into this week.
Why'd you bench Drew Phillips during the game?
Yeah, really, with Nick, I felt like Nick earned the right to play a little bit, right? He's out here working. He's done a really good job. We got him in there, felt confident in his ability to go in there and play. And I would say he earned the right to play. So getting him out there was good. Seeing him make the big play on third and two was good. So we'll kind of see where that goes.
Why didn't he start the game then?
Because I got confidence in Drew. I got confidence in Drew to go out there and do all those things as our starting nickel.
I was saying he is the starting nickel.
Just trying to get him some time.
Was that another spot that could have, like, a rotation?
I think week to week is just something we look at. And, again, just felt like Nick earned the opportunity to go play. So it was more about Nick than anything else.
Earn the opportunity to go play. I'm telling you, bro, what's going on is, like, if it's an attitude thing, if it is a discipline thing, like, what are we talking about? You're already thin in the secondary, and you're benching guys. You benched Abdul Carter, but he was allowed to go to Monday Night Raw. You're pulling this guy out of the game. You're playing backups. Okay, I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams on my fantasy team, and I need to win. I'm 7-4. I'm going against a 7-4 team this week. I gotta win. We're getting late in the season. They're gonna eat. They're gonna eat against this Giants secondary. And you know what I was thinking tonight, watching the Thursday night football game as we get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. I'm like, yo, this Texans D-line with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, D'Amico Ryan's got a hell of a defense. This D-line doesn't get half the advertisement that Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, Sexy Dexy got, all the hype that they got. Maybe it's obviously because it's an echo chamber here in New York, but I'm watching them, and I'm like, this is what the Giants D-line was supposed to be. They were supposed to be able to close games like these guys. Like, you know what those guys did tonight? They beat the Bills' offensive lineup where they were forced to put backups in, and then late in the game when they're tired, they're pinning their ears back, and they're going to hunt. And that's how you close a game. You know what they also did? They beat Josh Allen up. He was banged up. Khalil Shakir, he got off tonight. I was this close, bro. I had a parlay for him. 100 yards, anytime touchdown, Bills money line. If he took that hook and ladder to the house, whatever. I know you don't care about my fantasy team and my bets, but it's my show. Maybe you care about your fantasy team and bets and can relate. But last thing, you know, Josh Allen sure looked like he could use some help from Brian Daboll. He's regressing without Brian Daboll, who made him, right? They should have picked up Brian Daboll over there. I'm joking. But, you know, watching the Bills tonight, it's a rough game. They got beat up. And the Texans are now 3-0 with Davis Mills, their backup, as their starter. They don't need C.J. Stroud or Joe Mixon. It's the NFL, man. You know, especially these Thursday night football games, these Thursday night games on a short week, right? The Bills' Super Bowl was beating the Chiefs. We all know that. Regular season win against the Chiefs. Oh, crown them. If the Bills crap out, the Giants should pick up the phone and call Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator for the Bills. I know you might not want to double back and get another guy from Buffalo, but that guy's not just Buffalo. I talked about him the week that Daboll was fired. I talked about him being the engineer of the LSU offense that won the national championship with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson. You know, he also was in, I think, Carolina, New Orleans, and now he's there. Might be head coach material. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I set the stage for all the calls about the Yankees and Trent Grisham and Cody Bellinger, and you heard Brian Cashman speak, so let's get back to the phone and continue that conversation. Mike is in Cherry Hill on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Keith, I don't know if you remember, before I get to the Yankees, last week I asked you about you being a free agent. I may know of, like, 6-7 teams that are interested in you, like interested, whatever, in free agents.
Run them by me. I'll tell you if they're off. I'll tell you if they're like, you know, they're completely off the board for me. Can't do. You're down in Cherry Hill. Eagles, never. The Eagles are my least favorite team, maybe in all of sports, fans included, stadium included, city included. No Eagles.
That's where it's the city of brotherly love. How can it be? It's all connected. We're one big family.
It's an oxymoron. If you ever go there, there's no brotherly love. They're obnoxious. They throw things at people. They heckle you. It's not fun.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, they brotherly love each other, but I'm not from there. And I am from the shore area where if you go 30 minutes south from where I grew up, it starts to turn into Eagle Country, and I hate that. Because it's like once you get into Ocean County and you get further into Ocean County, they start thinking it's Birdland. And I'm like, you guys are delusional. You're not in PA. You're not in Philly. So the Eagles, no. That's one team down. Who else you got?
So what are you going to come? You're going to come a Chiefs fan? You're not from Kansas City.
No, the Eagles are the Chiefs are definitely off the board. I would look like a child. I would look like a kid. I'd look like I just started watching football in the 2020s.
Well, it pretty much does look like you just started watching football because you left the team after they switched Micah Parsons after they traded him. That's why you leave the team.
It wasn't just Micah Parsons. Do you see the Dallas Cowboys right now? They're a joke. CeeDee Lamb's talking about how it's disrespectful. People saying that he can't hold his liquor, that he wasn't puking up at the Red Rock Casino. But what are you doing out at the Red Rock Casino the night before the game? The Cowboys are an absolute laughingstock joke. They beat the Raiders, but they're not going to win anything. Speaking of the Eagles will find a way to beat them this week. So Chiefs, no.
Right.
Not going to be a Chiefs fan. That's just stupid. It's like they just went to a bunch of Super Bowls, and all the Chiefs fans are like 15 and under.
So maybe fun. So maybe Patriots.
The Patriots are in the running. Literally tonight, my son said, I want to read the Tom Brady book. And shout out to Steve Clare and the GOAT series. I did a reading for some kids. They have this series of books and Tom Brady. They have a book for kids about Tom Brady. My son loves it. My wife, Patriots fan. My father-in-law, Patriots fan. My son could go that way. And if they go that way, I got to go that way with them.
I would say the most intelligent thing is to become a Patriots fan. It's only intelligence. I think we should only say intelligence that it's The most intelligent thing is
because they're not going to spend too much time being down. They had 1 year down so they could draft Drake May, 1 year of his rookie year being down, and they're back on top.
All right, now back to the Yankees. I don't understand why the Yankees didn't sign Bregman by now.
You remember the banging on a trash can, strumming on a streetlight, like Brian Cashman.
It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, it's all about winning that World Series.
Brian Cashman goes out of his way. If anybody talks about the Yankees World Series drought, he goes out of his way to remind people about 2017, the Astros cheated, so we'll never know what would have actually happened that year if all things were equal and fair. And, you know, like he's not paying $40 million, which that's what it took for the Red Sox. He was not going to give Alex Bregman the same amount of money as Aaron Judge and bring him into that clubhouse.
Listen, so instead we're going to have Ryan McMahon and we'll just have a terrible...
Don't get me wrong. I know all about Bregman. I've watched him in the postseason every year of his career. He's a dog. He's like that. From when he was at LSU to coming into the league, he's a hitter. He's postseason proven. Like, as a player, I would love to have that player on my team, but I'm telling you why they won't sign him, why they didn't sign him. They're not about to sign him this offseason either.
And what do you think about Bellinger? You think they'll sign him?
I think, yes. I think because Bellinger wants to come back and be a Yankee, and his dad was a Yankee, but it's going to cost because Scott Boras is trying to get top dollar for his clients, and he owes it to Bellinger after what happened a few years back when he ended up with the Cubs and the opt-out and the Cubs traded or whatever. Like, this is Cody Bellinger's payday for his career. And Scott Boras is going to run that number up with the Dodgers, run that number up with the Mets, and he's not taking any type of hometown discount, no type of bloodline discount, no type of, I love being a Yankee discount for the New York Yankees. They're going to have to pay, and they're going to have to match the top dollar for him.
Now, I don't think Pete Alonso, maybe you would say. Pete Alonso may be coming to the Yankees. I think they should trade Judge for him.
Come on, Mike. I got to let you go, Mike. Pete Alonso coming to the Yankees. They should trade Judge for him. Why'd you gotta end the call like that, bro? You were doing all right. You were doing okay. Then you tried to troll at the end. There is no trading Judge. He just won back-to-back MVPs. And, like, I got a ton of respect for Pete Alonso. And I've never said a bad word about Pete Alonso. And I've been on the fan for 4 years. Questioning Met fans that don't love the guy, don't want the guy back. He deserves his payday. Now, 7 years is a little too much, but I think he would take five. And if it's 5 years and it's 150, 160, I don't know. Like, that should get done. What's the point of having the richest owner in the sport if you can't pay your own homegrown guys? He is Mr. Met, the polar bear. You celebrated his 253 home runs like it was 500, like, Pete Alonso should be back, you know? Another thing with the Mets that popped up that I thought was interesting, as we're talking about money and Pete Alonso sat by and watched how you bent over backwards for Juan Soto. And of course, Juan Soto, yeah, thumbs up. We need Pete. He knows. He needs somebody else in that lineup. He's got nothing but good things to say. I thought it was interesting, the report that came out from John Heyman. The Mets offered to double former first base coach Antone Richardson's salary, but he chose the Braves anyway. Heyman also states that Juan Soto's clubhouse comfort could be impacted by the loss of Richardson. Juan Soto's clubhouse comfort. He doesn't have Starling Marte. He doesn't have Antone Richardson. He's going to be uncomfortable. The $760 million man missed me with that. What are you talking about, bro? Juan Soto's clubhouse comfort. Boras told you to put that in there? But now, that is interesting, right? All money ain't good money. I tried to tell y'all, right? Like Kyle Schwarber and even a Cody Bellinger. And I believe this, but I know how Boras is going to play it. Cody Bellinger saw Juan Soto take the highest bid to leave the Yankees and go be a Met and miss the postseason and deal with the wrath of Yankee fans. Boo. F Juan Soto. Soto sucks. Juan Soto. You're a bozo. You know, those type of things that were being said in Yankee Stadium. And Juan Soto struggled. You know, he missed the All-Star game and, you know, he didn't get his bonus. And I said this is a cautionary tale. I don't think Cody Bellinger is going to do that. I don't think he's going to make that same mistake. I think a lot of people in baseball looked at Juan Soto and they said all money's not good money. And sometimes you just want to win. And there's this cosmic negative energy over the Mets where they just find a way to lose. That's what I said. Say less about winning the World Series. Say less about exterminating the negative Met fan. They're all back. It's infested now with negative Met fans after last year, Steve Cohen. You got some work to do. But for Anton Richardson to say, I'm out, bro. After he is the reason we think that Juan Soto doubled his stolen base total way more. Right? Had 30 stolen bases plus. I think he had like 12 with the Yankees. And Anton Richardson helped him out. Was in his corner. Was in his ear. Helped him out. See what Juan Soto does this year. But I think it's funny. If they said he was offered double, the Mets offered close to double his salary. And I think the offer I read somewhere was for a 2-year deal. But why do you think Buddy left to go with the Braves? He said, this is a losing operation, bro. I don't want to be a loser. There's no money you could pay me to be a loser nerd Met. I'm sorry. I took that too far. I took that too far. We got to go to break. It's jokes. I'm joking. I love you guys. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. What would I do without the Met fans? And the Mets, like, it's fun. It's a back and forth. I don't mean it. But it is interesting that Buddy was like, keep the money. I'm going to the A. I'm going to Atlanta. The weather's better. They could pay me half down there. Cost of living in Atlanta is nothing. Every time I go to Atlanta, I'm like, I went to Atlanta, I think, last August. And it's a joke. When you go out to eat and drink and they give you the check, you think you got to check the check. Like, did they miss something? So, double the money to stay in New York in the cold weather and take L's with the Mets, or half the money to go to Atlanta and get you a big-ass house for nothing, and it's hot and it's warm, and the Braves are a winning operation. They find ways to win. Congrats to Anton Richardson for making the right decision. How will Juan Soto ever recover? Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm running out of time. 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. You already know. Your boy KM on the Fan, you heard? Another quick one, easy. 888-808-1019. Hit my line one time. I got no calls. Whatever you guys want to talk about as we proceed to give you what you need. Big Mac is warming up for his last show of the week before Saturday's show. I'll be back later tonight to do a little Friday shaboing boing, a little shebang bang, a little football Friday. Let me sprinkle in a couple things that I had from my notes that I did not hit on. You know, coming off the Mets talk, Kodai Senga trade market is shaping up. Ooh, just trade him to the Mets or trade him to the Dodgers. I'm sure they'll turn him into an ace. Trade him to the Dodgers. I bet you he's healthy. I bet you he's back to a sub 2 ERA. Yeah, just trade him to the Dodgers. The Dodgers will give you whoever you want. You know how they move. They'll love the idea of trading Kodai saying, oh, do that. You know, Kodai's got a relationship with Ohtani and Yamamoto, those guys. So, yeah. But what are you getting back for him? Doesn't matter. I think you need pitching, but I think you'll part ways with the Kodai Senga experiment. He's not a David Stearns guy. David Stearns, I remember when David Stearns first came in, I was like, yo, the D and D Stearns stands for destroying. He's destroying what you think of the New York Mets and building the Mets out in his own image. We're waiting. we're waiting for that. But that's all I'll do with the Mets. Because in the chat, they're like, oh, you going hard on the Mets. I said, I'm just playing, bro. I'm just kidding. It's late. It's fun and games. Mets fans don't call my show. But then I do get a couple people like, you know, somebody hit me on Twitter today. I actually got to go find him. I got to respond to him. It warms my heart. It's actually like one of the more proud things that, like, you know, I don't have shtick. Like, really, what you hear on the radio is me. I laugh when people, like, when they meet me in person, like, your voice sounds the same on the radio. I'm like, I don't play it up. It's like, this is how I talk. But, like, one of the things that I leaned in and played up over the years, when I just saw it glimmering in the distance, I'm like, oh, I don't think there's ever been a Met hater like this on the Fan. I don't think there's been anybody to cook these Met fans. Like, I'm like, oh, that's my lane. I'm taking it. And it just fell on me so many times. There were just so many. Like, I remember I was on the night after Hawk 2. I'm telling you, I was in tears laughing that day, getting ready for my show. I'm like, of course I would have a 5-hour show tonight after Hawk 2 a girl throws out the first pitch and the Mets blow the game against the Oakland A's. Anyway, Gorilla NJ at NJ Gorilla says, even as a Met fan, you are one of my favorite voices on WFAN. And that's, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And there are some Met fans I meet in person. They're like, I'm a Met fan, but you kill it, bro. And I'm like, good. Then you can understand that, like, it's shtick. Like, you guys don't really think positive Tommy is like, you know, when Tommy does all of his positive Tommy and his, I don't know, bangs the drum of positivity and some of this other stuff, he's playing into his shtick, his almost like his wrestling personality, his character. And I remember Craig always used to talk about how, like, in there, if you watch Craig's documentary and stuff, he's talking about, like, the radio, and that was in the past, really not anymore, but the radio used to give you this ability to be someone that you weren't really because it was audio only. They couldn't see you. They could just hear you. So you could kind of, like, that light goes on, you could be this persona. You could talk in this way. Like, you know, and shout out to Craig. Craig's the man. He's a radio legend, icon, and master of the craft. But see, I knew coming in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, now 2025, I'm like, oh, this is digital, baby. This is social media. I am going to be seen. They're going to identify me, so I got to be who I am. Anyway. Speaking of being who you are, A, B, C, D, T, D, Lamb. C, D, Lamb said he and George Pickens missed curfew before the game in Las Vegas. The two were having dinner and a few drinks at Red Rock Casino. Lamb denied he was throwing up at the casino. He says it's disrespect to even suggest that. Lamb says he knows how to hold his liquor. America's team to laugh at. When I saw that come across, I'm like, okay. That's kind of like, you know, it's like Abdul Carter. I wasn't sleeping. I was in a red light therapy. Okay, but the point remains, like, you know, you missed walkthrough. It doesn't matter what you were doing. You missed, you weren't there. You weren't where you're supposed to be. You're a professional athlete. They run you millions. And like CeeDee Lamb, okay, whatever. Okay, maybe you weren't throwing up. Maybe you were, I don't know what. You know, somebody saw you spitting. Maybe, I don't know what you were doing. I didn't see it. There's no video or images. Remember C.J. Abrams was in the casino? C.J. Abrams, like, he was in the casino, like, there was, like, a game at 1. He was in the casino at, like, 4 a.m., posted up, sitting there letting people take pictures of him. I remember seeing that picture of C.J. Abrams. And he turned it around, but, yeah, I laugh at CeeDee Lamb getting upset about, you know, the story of him puking and throwing up. Because I'm like that, too. I don't drink like that anymore, but that used to be one of my main things, like, nah, I'm not about to be Pukey McPukes in the night. I used to hate calling Ralph. Ralph? I used to hate it. I used to just be like that was my thing. Like, I'm going to take shots. I'm going to drink beers. I'm not going to puke. And sometimes the puking helps. Not for nothing. That's what I honestly thought with CeeDee Lamb. I'm like, maybe he was puking. He's like, yo, let me get this out of my system so I can go to sleep, not wake up hungover, and then all my rowdy friends are here for Monday night. 888-808-1019. What else was in my notes? Oh, NFL related. The NFL international games rank as the most watched games in NFL Network history. You know, they went to Berlin. They went to Spain, Madrid. They went to London. Most watched NFL international games this season on record. An average of 6.2 million viewers. Like, we have gotten used to it now. Also, because of fantasy implications and the opportunity to gamble. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Like, I usually go grocery shopping on Sunday morning. Because I'm here Friday into Saturday morning, and by the time Daddy wakes up on Saturday, I'm cooked. I'm like, I'm not trying to go to the grocery store and fight people. I'll be rushing my wife and son, like, yo, we got to get back. 9:30 game. Let's get in the grocery store at 8. Let's be back home by 9:30. Like, we've gotten conditioned to it. It isn't, like, so early anymore. It's like, nah, I'll get up and watch. It's up 32% versus 2024. The Commanders-Dolphins game averaged 5.9 million viewers. So good for the NFL. The NFL is king. They own us. They could do no wrong. The NFL can put games on anywhere. Did you guys hear A.J. Brown? I'm not going to play the audio. You can go seek it out yourself. But they asked A.J. Brown about not being the same player this season, and he had the answer prepared. His delivery was so on time, smooth, and quick. He said, I guess Saquon ain't the same player either then. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Saquon's not the same player. 2K say was last year. He's not rushing for 2K this year. But I bet you the Eagles still find a way to win. I think they beat the Dallas Cowboys. They'll find a way. They'll find a way to score points this week, right? They asked A.J. Brown, does he watch other receivers around the league? And he says he doesn't. He says he can't. He can't do it. It gets him upset. A.J. Brown thinks he's one of the best receivers in the league. He thinks if he's in a different system with a different quarterback, you know, he's up there in yards and touchdowns. He wants out. But the trade deadline has passed. They're not going to just release him. And I say all that to say this, right? I just talked about the CeeDee Lamb stuff with George Pickens and America's Team to Laugh At. And now Philly, the birds with A.J. Brown and Saquon now got thrown under the bus. And obviously Jalen Hurts. There was a video of Jalen Hurts hyping up the team in their last game, and A.J. Brown was on the outside like, man, I'm not even trying to hear any of that. Guess what's coming up, folks? Bum-ba-da-dum! In-season Hard Knocks. We're about 2 weeks away from in-season Hard Knocks with the Giants, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Commanders. That's going to be phenomenal. How could it not be? With just those storylines that I gave you, on top of Brian Daboll being fired, Jackson Dart emerging, Jackson Dart being concussed, going to the tent 4 times, Cam Scataboo getting his leg cranked and then going to chug an energy drink out of a boot and push wrestlers and dominate tacos and pop his shoulder out. Jaden Daniels pop his elbow out. Oh, Jaden Daniels dislocated elbow. They're saying he's the next RG3. They're cooked. I love that too because I hate the Commanders as well. Being a former Dallas Cowboys fan, the Deadskins, like I don't root for injury, but like man. The bum Manders fans came out of the woodwork last year thinking, oh, because they got to the NFC Championship, we're back. We got our quarterback. And slow your roll. NFL is not for long. Got to do it again. And yeah, last but not least, Marshawn Nealon's suicide. You know, not to make light of that or a joke of that at all, but like, how could they do a Hard Knocks in season and not talk about how that affected the team? The kid scored a touchdown on Monday Night Football. And then they have a bye week, and he gets into gunfire, you know, in a police chase and takes his life. How is that not documented on? Like, this has an opportunity, this HBO original in season with the NFC East Hard Knocks, and HBO, like, I don't think they'll screw it up, and I don't think they'll leave things out. Like, it's got a chance to be one of the all-time best sports documentary. You know what I'm saying? There's so many storylines. Anywho, I got a call to take because he's in the chat and he calls my show all the time. I'll go to him, of course. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're back on the fan.
Yeah, Keith, what to do? I was hoping, first of all, how are you knowing that Cashman did drop that and I technically picked it up before he dropped it because my spidey senses was tingling.
Dropped what? Go ahead and tell us, because you're predicting something that hasn't happened yet. I saw you write it in the chat.
I'm not. I hate to be Debbie Downer and see it like with a rational perspective. Consider because I put it in your chat. The Steinbrenners only own like 39% of the team in terms of its equity. If they were to sell it, that's how much money they would get for. Not like they would. So that being said. Whatever things that are being leaked by reporters or reported on about budgets and contracts, and John Heyman got it horribly wrong, how hilarious that is to say that on your show. But at the same time, that's not the point of my call. Like, the Yankees are going to transition to more of a conglomerate where performance of the team is no longer the backbone, as opposed to the brand dictating what they do with the team to improve its performance.
Okay.
Sounds like a mouthful, but that's what I'm trying to articulate.
Yeah.
So
and
if
so
they
that,
see nothing is wrong.
With that being so said, you predict that they do what this offseason in regards to their offseason signings?
Almost nothing.
Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham's the big offseason qualifying offer accepted. That's who we're going to put on the billboard. Come see Trent Grisham play center field and hit home runs at Yankee Stadium.
They're going to, like they said in the press conference, Cole was down, Schmidt was down. They're coming back. New young players that have been promised will get their opportunity. All the old school sort of pitches to sell the team and sell the brand, but they have Judge. Back-to-back MVPs. Four-year stand.
But Judge is 34. Judge is 34, and thanks for the call, Moose. His elbow was an issue last year. And I don't ever like to say Judge is injury-prone, but he's going to be another year older. And, like, if Judge goes down, the team is down. Like, they can't bank on, oh, our brand is built, we're going to sell tickets because Judge is out there. You need to build the team around Judge. You need to build a team that can win without Judge. If he's on the IL, if he misses time, you need to build a team that can come through in the postseason if Judge is performing like he did this postseason but had nobody to back him up. My guy Chris in Bergen County back on the fan. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, eh? How are we doing?
You know, bringing it home, another quick one. You know, after Monday night, Thursday night, these are two-hour shows. I just try to hit on everything and get out the way.
I got you. Real quick, we have a real development problem in the NFL with quarterbacks. It seems like if you don't walk into the league and be able to run with it, you're passed over.
Oh, yeah. If you've heard Tom Brady, I mean, Tom Brady talks about it from him going to Michigan as a seven-string quarterback developing, then going to the league. Like, now you're expected to be drafted and ready because these quarterback coaches start working with these kids when they're nine. I saw this nine-year-old kid on Instagram putting the ball up, turning it to the back, like up, back, fire. I'm like, I wasn't doing that at nine.
It's absolutely incredible what these kids are doing today. And I don't know where or how you fix this issue, because it's only getting worse with NIL.
Yeah, because, I mean, these kids, like, was the kid Underwood that went to Michigan?
Yeah.
Like, they paid that kid a lot of money to go there, and he was supposed to just be, you know, Bryce Underwood, he was just supposed to be Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback right away, going from high school to college, and it's like, no, that's a big jump. I don't care who you are.
That's where I'm going with this, is how do we fix the issue of development when every coach has to win immediately?
And that's
otherwise,
priority.
It's their job.
That's priority over development. Thanks for the call, Coach. I immediately think about how Andy Reid identified Patrick Mahomes, traded up for him, drafted him, but had Alex Smith and made him sit for a year. And then he became Patrick Mahomes. And there's a nerd in the chat. Nerd in the chat says, this guy won't root for the Chiefs because they're a bunch of 15-year-olds, but now he's rooting for the Pats like an 8-year-old because they're 9-2. Mikester 49ers. When I get home, I'm going to get in that chat. I'm going to cook you, bro. So you better just sign off now. You better just close out the YouTube app. And you know what? C-Mac's coming up next, and you better be nice to him. All y'all on YouTube, I want to see nothing but compliments for Big Mac. Listen to his show and be nice. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.